Good morning. We continue in Chayotim, Klal Chavav, Simen Gimel. So now the Chayotim moves to the second Isser, which he discusses in this Klal, which is the Isser of walking in front of a person who's davening. Osir Lavar Negar HaMispalo Melofonov Besoch Dalar HaMashalot. It's Osir to walk in front of a person who's davening within Dalar HaMas. Alaminat Stodim Mutter. This halacha is only if he's walking directly in front of him, but on the side is permitted. Now, when he says on the side, that means directly, immediately to the side of the person is permitted. The question is, as you move forward on the side, you're also coming within his dalat amis, and in front of him, is that acceptable or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Avraham says that's going to be problematic, and the Rabbah is matir. From the language of the Chayotim, which he does not differentiate between Minat Stodim, he sounds like any type of Minat Stodim is going to be permitted, and that's the assumption, that's the understanding of the Chayotim. I have to tell you that Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer on it, and one of my Rebbeim, who was a very, very big Talmid Chacham and a machmer, was makel on it. And I realized eventually that he was being relying on this opinion of the Chayotim. The Chayotim says Minat Stodim is mutter, even Minat Stodim lefonav. Now this is Bein Lavar, Bein Lamud. This issue applies whether you're passing through or you're going to just pass, go there and stand and stop within that area as well. Okay. Menirli lefonav lamahani masha osik b'tara of adivrei tefilas. So we said before that if a person's davening in regards to sitting, that's going to address the issue and going to permit it. However, this issue of passing in front of the person, it doesn't help. Atam. So he's going to give two reasons why that's problematic. Kadeshal tisbabel machshevas hamisbalo. Passing in front of the person is a distraction. It could cause a person to get confused and distracted. So the fact that I'm davening doesn't help that problem. And that's why, whereas yeshiva, I'm not affecting him at all. It's just a question of I'm sitting when he's davening. We said before the problem is it looks like as if I am not joining him in tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here the issue is something else totally. The issue is I'm going to distract him or affect him. Furthermore, the Chayotim says, I have a second reason that he feels the problem is because the Shekhinah is present in front of him, and as I pass through there, as it were, I am sort of interrupting between him and the Shekhinah. And again, so the fact that I'm davening does not allow me to do that. So that's why he feels, both based on both of these reasons, that it's going to be a problem, even if I am being Oisik and Tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah brings both of these points, and he says, and the difference would be, let's say the person is davening, he brings from the Maamar Mordechai, one of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, that if the person puts the davener, has the talus over his head in such a way that he's not going to see if somebody passes by, it's going to be mutter. So according to the first reason of it, it's because of the distraction, that's going to be true. But according to the argument of the Chayotim, the problem is that I am, as it were, interrupting between the person and the Shekhinah. The fact that the davener has his head covered by a talus will not change the halacha and is still going to be prohibited. Okay. Now the Chayotim moves on to the question of when I'm davening and I complete my davening and I want to take my three steps back, am I doing so? I'm going to be passing into this dalat amis of somebody who's still davening. And he says that that's a problem. I'm davening and somebody's davening behind me and he's still davening. I cannot take my three steps back until the person behind me has completed davening. even though the person behind me started davening later than me. So it's like, as it were, he's coming into my rishus. We don't say the arguments which we had before, that the person behind me is entering into my rishus. I'm davening and he's davening. We both have a right to daven here. And now I'm stepping into his space by stepping back. So the fact that he started after me, and the fact that he's davening along davening, are both not reasons to be matter to me to step back. So the Chayyadim is pretty strong on this issue that I cannot take my three steps back into his space, even though he's davening along davening, etc. And this is a common problem which people have, and the people are not aware of this halacha, that a person has to be makban on this. We will see certain leniencies which will come up. The Chayyadim himself says one in the Siman Dalet, and we're going to say some others as well. And meanwhile, have a good day.